And welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and I thank you so much for joining us today, every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time, streaming live on the internet at richarddugan.com. We also archive these programs at richarddugan.com, the radio show's page, and we encourage you to participate in the program. Send me an email. Let me know what you think. Give me any ideas that you might have for future programs. Believe it or not, I've stayed away from the subject of other life in the universe just because I haven't really found its relevance. But I'm looking at a book right now that I think is going to be rather interesting, and I may pursue it simply because we're talking about looking for those new ways of living, those new paradigms. And what would happen if one day the powers that be said, you know what, we've been lying to you all these years, and the real truth is they're out there. And we have evidence. We will lay it out all on the table. Now, this is a science fiction fairy tale that I'm telling you here. This will probably never happen. But nonetheless, let's just say that it did. Well, there's a gentleman who's written a book saying, what would happen if the truth were actually revealed, if the information were disclosed and all of this was happening? And I'm looking at it, and I'm debating whether or not to have this gentleman on the program to discuss the implications. It's called AD, or after disclosure. And so I'm kind of looking at that, and maybe you can Google that and look it up and see what you think, because it may have some real relevance for us. I mean, if we believe that there is a higher power, well, that's another being in the universe. So I guess it might very well fit. But that's a subject for another program. It was just amusing of mine, and I thought I'd put that out there, see what you thought. Let me know. Send me an email, richard@richarddugan.com. And also, we encourage you to stay tuned, because we're going to be talking with a guest who is going to share with us a little bit about some special dates, one that has passed and one that is coming. Actually, a couple of them that are heading our way. And we're also going to talk about empowering you, giving you the things that you need to move forward, to maybe get unstuck. I have to say, Judith Only, my guest here in studio, that I find myself getting stuck every time there's rain, because we have so much mud. I put one foot down in the mud, and it's like, it's hard to get it out and move forward, and it's slogging through, and then I carry that down here, and I track it everywhere. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Richard. It's lovely to be here.
You're all the way in from Ojai, California.
I am.
Which isn't too far from here.
No, not too far, yeah. Drive today.
Well, you know, we were talking about the ocean, and of course, I moved here because of it, and you're driving along the 101 coming into Santa Barbara and looking at the beautiful ocean at 2 o'clock in the afternoon mm-hmm. on a beautiful Saturday.
Yes, the sun was just sparkling off it. It looked magical, the way the light fragmented and reflected off the water was quite a moment.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the magic, if you will, of the ocean. You experience that, and I don't know how long you've lived by the ocean.
Not very long. I'm actually from Canada.
Okay.
I lived near Great Lakes, all the Great Lakes, and lots of water, but this is the first time that I've actually lived by the ocean, so I feel very called to it. It's a beautiful spiritual energy for me. It just feels like home to me when I'm near the ocean.
Do you sense that there is, because I know there's a difference between lake water and ocean water. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, a lake just really wouldn't do it for me. And the Atlantic, for mm-hmm. some reason, you know, that I don't know that I want to be out on the coastline, the east coast of the U.S. Mm-hmm. or what have you. Mm-hmm. There's something, I don't know if it's because it's the largest ocean, I believe it is, that we have.
I don't know that.
I mean, I know they're all connected. Yeah. They're all connected. Mm-hmm. But there's just something about being on the west coast.
There is an energy here, definitely, Richard. It's very obvious that everything new seems to come out of California, the West Coast, whether it's progressive thinking, inventions, all kinds of things. There's an energy here that supports new ways of thinking. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the reasons it draws so many metaphysical people, healers, spiritual people in, and people who just want to be free. They just want to be themselves. They want to be authentic, because there is a space here that allows that, I think, more than probably any, well, there's probably other places, I'm sure. But yeah, in my experience, this is, and it is an energetic alignment. And those who get called here, it's they feel that.
Yeah. Well, and of course, here on the Central Coast, we aren't actually on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe geographically, it's in California. California mm-hmm. is the West Coast, mm-hmm. but we're facing south.
I know. I always get turned around in Santa Barbara. It's like, it doesn't make sense to me here.
who thought of this?
I
always get my bearings every time I walk out to the end of Stearns Wharf, where they have a giant compass painted.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now I know. Tell me, who is Judith Only?
Wow, that's a great question. I don't know if anybody's ever asked me that directly. The first thing that comes to me is I'm a light worker. You know, I'm here to share my light, my wisdom, my teachings, and it's through all of my life experiences. And when I do group events or, you know, work one-on-one with people or have an opportunity like today to share, there's been many, many events in my life, as all of us, you know, that have, you know, reached middle age or whatever, have lots of things going on in our life that have propelled us on a path of knowing there's more. Mm-hmm. And I think even as a child, I knew there was way more than what, you know, I was being told or shown or living or, you know, or educated, no matter whether it was through school or church or family. I always knew there was more. There was a bigger calling. And that's what I do. I think I just really help people to step into that more, to really know that they, not only is there more, but they are more. You know, we're much more than we have been defined as, you know, personalities.
That's interesting, because I mean, because we were talking before the program about, you know, childhood. I was sharing mm-hmm. a little bit of my observations as a kid growing up and how it seems like the kids that I was around behaved in a more adult manner in terms of the play mm-hmm. and the creativity and the unlimitedness mm-hmm. than the adults who are running the show today.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, as you made that comment about childhood, two things flashed in my mind. First of all was the image, and it was something that I actually experienced. We were out playing in the summer sun in our front yard, and this wind came along, and it picked up this napkin, and it just kept carrying it higher, and it didn't carry it away off what they call nautical miles, if you will, mm-hmm. downrange. It just took it straight up higher until it was out of sight. And, of course, we're sitting there going, where did it go? Wow. And then it was shortly after that I had this dream, same sunlight, same everything. And there I was, and I was pedaling, but I wasn't on anything, and I was rising up into the air mm-hmm. over the rooftops of the houses. I wasn't on a vehicle. Mm-hmm. I was just pedaling my legs, and up I went.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Limitless.
Limitless. That's a beautiful word. That's and that is what we are. And the information that I receive intuitively through my channeling, through my work with us, I work with a beautiful group of non-physical spiritual beings who call themselves us,
mm-hmm.
Stands for United Souls of Heaven and Earth. And my, you know, they've always been with me, but it's been these last few years that I really have been aware of it. And they say all the time, to me, to people I work with, to groups I share with, that we really are limitless, and the limits are only what we're imposing on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a metaphysical world, in a quantum physics world, there is no limits.
Yeah.
It's in the chemical physics world that it is, you know, it's, you know, beginning, a middle, and an end, and a result. And we're really being shown in many, many, many ways that that's not the truth. That might have been what was in our experience, in our limited knowledge. But now that we're unlimited, there's no ceiling on it. There's so many, they've told me there's so many things that are going to be shown to us in these next few years. They're actually calling, they started in 2010 saying, calling it the decade of light, these next 10 years of what is going to transpire, how our awareness will open, and it's magnificent.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you this question, and you're certainly free to say no to the, to the question. Would it be possible for us to either converse or hear from us later on in the program?
Oh, definitely. They're always with me. They're always happy to jump in, and they tend to, in a ways, you know, sometimes they'll just interrupt me. So you may be talking and I may jump right in, and oftentimes it's them that really wants to work with what's being held in the energy field right now. So yeah, definitely.
How would we know the difference?
Oh, that's a very good question.
I mean, because I look at it this way. If I'm reading a book and the author is speaking and then suddenly says something else, and this is, say, channel, they'll have it in italics, mm-hmm. or they'll have it in bold, mm-hmm. but that doesn't work so well on radio.
When they really want to speak, there is an adamancy that comes through. And I weigh, and there, it is a different frequency. Well, I experience it as mm-hmm. a very different feeling that comes through. I mean, I'm Judith. I have a certain personality. Mm-hmm. I, you know, kind of more of a gentle type personality. And all of a sudden, when I feel their presence, it's very, very loving, but it has an adamancy to it. Mm-hmm. It's like they want to get their point across.
Okay.
There's an oomph to it.
Okay.
And I have a friend, and I'm sure she's listening, she's going to laugh at this, who knows, you know, even if I'm having a conversation with somebody, she can feel, even though I'm not formally channeling, she can feel when the switch happens and I'm bringing through information or, you know, energy, even though I'm really only in a conversation with people, and I can, you know, I know she understands that and she can pick it up. It's a very subtle difference, difference.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll know the difference.
Difference.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of these dates. Now, since the turn of the millennium, and there's still this wonderful debate going on as to when that was.
Yes.
Was it 2000? Was it 2001? Let's set that aside for a moment. One of the things that kind of came to my mind ever since the turn, to the year 2000,
mm-hmm.
I've been sort of jokingly talking about 3 days every month.
Mm-hmm.
3 days every month, but only in January, October, and November,
mm-hmm.
where you have what I refer to as binary days.
Okay.
So January 1st of 2000
mm-hmm.
was 010100.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's just zeros and ones, that's it.
Yep.
Now we just had 10, 10, 10
mm-hmm.
last month. Next year, this month, we'll have 11, 11, 11, all
mm-hmm.
ones.
Yeah.
And actually, with that, we'll come to the end of our binary days for about 100 years. Or
mm-hmm.
actually, 89 years.
Mm.
Because then when we go to the year 2100, it'll start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we have been focusing a lot of attention on these we'll call them magic numbers, whether it's 888, 777, 666, 333, whatever the case might be. And we didn't hear much about that in the early part of this decade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 111, 222, 333. It wasn't until we got to 888, and then 999, and then 10, 10, 10, and 11, 11, 11.
12, 12, 12.
And I'm going, okay, is that just in our heads? Because man created the calendar,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what calendar mm-hmm. we're using, whether it's the Mayans using their calendar, whether it's us using our calendar, the Gregorian or the Julian, and yes, I'd like fries with that. If that's the case, how can we be so certain that something outside of ourselves is happening, or are we creating that? I mean, 10, 10, 10.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the workshop that you put on,
mm-hmm.
and I listened and I heard, and I was rather intrigued by what you had to say,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't necessarily, I mean, it was a beautiful day, by the way. It was beautiful blue skies.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. It was a warm day. It wasn't uncomfortable, but I didn't experience any unusual or supernatural events on that day.
Mm-hmm.
Or the day before, the day after, or 2 or 3 or 4 days, because you had talked about that,
mm-hmm.
that there was going to be a period after.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I'm sure 11, 11, 11 has the same connotation, yeah. but a higher vibration. Where is that coming from? Because it seems to me that if we were the ones that created the calendar, then aren't we kind of creating those aren't those artificially created? Because the calendar is an artificial arbiter of time, and time is a construct of man, not of the universal power, per se. Does that make any sense?
Actually, it does. It does. And it is, as you know, in our perception, we have created, you know, calendars, markers, all of that. But there are, you know, as we progress through our evolvement as, you know, human beings, light beings, spiritual beings, there are certain markers that we hit that I believe we set up. You know, I believe we've been here many times. That's my belief. Mm-hmm. And that it is this progression that's leading us to, you know, we're in this awakening right now. They call it the Great Shift. It is, you know, we're moving into a time of, I believe we're moving into a time of, you know, many years of peace and harmony and joy and all of that. So these are, it's building. It's momentum that's building. Mm-hmm. And I don't know a whole lot about, you know, science and all of that. But, I noticed that you had interviewed Greg Braden. Mm-hmm. And Greg Braden's, you know, a real expert on of the science behind all of this and the mathematics and that, you know, everything in creation is based on numbers.
Right.
So even though we're the one who created the calendar, and if you think about this, there's only the nine numbers, well, 10 if you include zero,
right?
And they just keep repeating. Mm-hmm. and you know, he talks a lot about that at fractal time,
right?
And we're in that repeating phase now, so what's happening is it's accelerating. Mm-hmm. So as we accelerate more, so back in 2000, the energy was actually moving slower. So most people didn't notice it, even the people who were, you know, more again in the metaphysical realm. But now there's a momentum that's happening. So when these alignments happen, more people feel them.
Right.
First of all, they are more aware of them because they've been talked about more now. So pretty well anything metaphysical you pick up will talk about these alignments, and they're energetic gateways, because, you know, to me there's way more than we see here in the third 3D world.
Oh, yeah.
There is many dimensions, and these are now, we have the ability to perceive them, whereas even 10 years ago I personally didn't have, you know, as the same ability to perceive them. But because as we are raising our vibration, we're in more in tune now with the what I would say cosmic vibrations, or, you know, multidimensional vibrations. So, and energy is energy. It's, you know, it's many, many forms of it.
Right.
So we are now able to tap into these alignments more when they happen. So I don't do astrology. I don't know much about it. But astrologers really talk about how things are lining up right now.
Right, right.
And so if you want to talk about planets or numbers, I don't think it really makes a whole lot of difference. But when each number has a vibration of its own. So mm-hmm. one has a certain vibration, of course, of beginnings and creation, and zero is about creation, two is about cooperation, balance. Each number has a vibration that it works with. So when you start to get these alignments, we get more awareness. They're like little door, like not little, they're big door openings that we get more information about. And I believe it's us teaching us.
Right.
You know, I mean, I believe that we have really created this. When you ask where did it come from, I believe we created it. Now we're living it.
We set it up to assist ourselves, our ancestors.
Yes, I believe that we were our ancestors, and we're back at this time.
Right.
And, you know, there's, you know, again, Greg talks about, I mean, the hieroglyphics, all of, there's so much that's shown us about what this time is about.
It makes me think of the movie Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
And going over the same day over and over and over and over and over again. And at first, not really caring, just like, oh, okay, and I can step in front of a train and it'll start over again, and then I'll do something else stupid and then it'll start over again, and until finally I get tired of doing it over and over and over again, because I'm the only one conscious of the fact that I keep doing it over and over and over again, that I'm going, there's got to be more here. There's got to be something real. Yeah. There's got to be something that I have to find here.
And that's the point we're at right now.
I have a funny feeling nobody's ever probably taken a look at the Groundhog Day
in that deep level before.
But it is true, I think, that that's what we're trying to do. And I have to say, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only been here in this lifetime 50 years, and I'm tired.
Yeah.
of the way of the treadmill, the process. Now, some will say, well, it's easy enough. Just get off the treadmill. Yeah. Leave your job. Leave Santa Barbara. Go out in the desert somewhere and die or forage for whatever. That's not the solution. That is not the answer to that nagging question of, is there more? And almost like that one song. Is that all there is?
Yeah.
Is that all there is? Because I look at what's going on and I just think, this can't be all there is. This is ridiculous. Mm. That this is it?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I remember seeing an M. Night Shyamalan movie once with my wife. We were in the theater. And at the end of the movie, because we'd seen many of his films and really enjoy them because they're so deep. And we're sitting there, and at the end of the movie, this one guy in the back of the theater goes, he said that very word, is that it? Is that all there is? And I'm going, and you completely missed the point. Mm-hmm. It didn't hit you.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hit everybody at the same time.
Not at the same time, no. There are many, I call forerunners, and there's been many of them in the last 2,000 years. But there's a lot of what I call baby boomers that are at that stage of their life now where they're just so open to more.
Yeah.
And, there's just, and they're sensing. They're taking their life experiences and all of a sudden having the many, many experiences that would be out of what we would call the normal realm. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of them. I didn't actually believe in any of this stuff.
Yeah.
This, I lived my life. I was a dance teacher, raised kids, have grandchildren. And, it was in the 90s that I went through a lot of intense challenges in my life that really opened me up spiritually, mm-hmm. that I knew from some really intense experiences that there is way more, and I had personal experiences of them, so that led me on a path. And I think a lot of people are having that happen to them now, that they are questioning that there is more. I might not be able to see it, I might not be able to touch it, I might not be able to explain it, but there is more. And this whole number thing you were talking about, mm-hmm. is kind of propelling us forward into that.
Right. And that's part of the process. Obviously, there have even been some movies or television shows that have actually dealt with this concept of traveling forward and back in time, not dealing directly with reincarnation, but dealing with the concept of being able to do that and leaving themselves clues
for the future
themselves to say, okay, now this time you need to do this. Yes. And so that's what you're talking about. And in essence, that's kind of what you're describing.
Yeah. And that we have the opportunity now to do it different.
Interesting.
We really do. We have the opportunity to create what I believe is heaven on earth. And it's really funny. I just spent the last 2 days putting a workshop together that I've been asked to do up in Canada at Grail Springs Retreat Center in Bancroft. And I get lots of information all the time, so I kind of got to sort it out and think, okay, so how am I going to streamline this and present it for what would really support the people coming to this retreat. And I finally narrowed it down and just got this bing on it, and it's going to be called You Can Have Heaven on Earth. Because that is what we're creating right now. So whether it's in our perception, our reality, our imagination, but we do have that ability to do that right now, is to where we put our attention, where we focus, is what we're creating. So if we're focusing on what's not working, we're creating more of that. If we're focusing on the new world of, I absolutely have seen it, experienced it, know that it's possible to create a world where, everybody does live in harmony, where we all work cooperatively and collectively and co-create and feed ourselves and everybody. There's enough for everybody. And I hold this vision. I hold this vision with many people around the world, and it's expanding. And that's one of the reasons why I do the work I do. If I can empower people to stay out of their fear and stay in their hearts and their joy and their enthusiasm, mm-hmm. we're going to create more of that.
And we're going to create more of this program as we continue here. My guest is Judith Only, and you have a little booklet as well that's available on your website.
It's an e-book. It's a full-length version book called Your Mastery, Live It Now, and it's based on talking about numbers. Last year, I was guided to do a telechannel. I do them once a month. And they asked me to do it on the 11th, and I had no idea why. So I did the first one January 11th, 2009, because the 2 and the 9 add up to 11. So every month on the 11th, I would do a telephone channel. I had other people on the phone at a conference and bring through a message, and I recorded them all. And after I did the last one on December 11th, 2009, they said, now put it into a book form, get it transcribed. And so I got it into an ebook. And the little book I have in front of me actually is what I call the pocketbook version. Mm-hmm. And it's the key points from the, I call them the 11 alignment series. So every month last year, there was message and information and an activation that came through. That's the full ebook on my website. And this little mini version is the pocketbook version where you can look at 5 points from each one of them. And they're very powerful when you read them.
And before we go to break, your website is?
www.dancewithspirit.com.
Dancewithspirit.com. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned.
Remember the stories your family used to tell?
July, I got married 1913 when my father and my uncle came from Italy.
When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth?
Very swinging sound here in the Bilhart Underground. That's Wild Things.
Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time.
Okay, stand by. They want to get you a mail hold right now until they go, and they'll go. Stand by.
You're listening to a live transmission of the voice of astronaut Walter Chirac.
Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 805-708-9804.
That's the greatest thing that I ever heard.
Fast Forward. It's the right direction for preserving your family memories. Just call 805-708-9804.
Did you know that chronic stress can lead to premature aging? Are you looking for safe, natural, non-invasive ways to regain youthful vitality?
Now you can experience fast relief without drugs or invasive procedures. Hi, I'm Deepak Chari.
And I'm Dr. Rupa Chari. Welcome to the Chari Center of Health.
At the Chari Center here in Santa Barbara, we offer the most advanced non-invasive technologies for accelerated stress and pain relief.
Our services are affordable and physician-supervised.
Experience leading-edge mind-body technologies to accelerate the release of stress and pain. You can now restore your natural state of health and regain your youthful vitality faster than you ever believed was possible.
At the Chari Center of Health, we take the time to listen to your specific needs.
Go to our website at charicenter.com. That's charicenter.com.
Call now for a limited time introductory discount.
Call 805-963-1111. That's 805-963-1111. Call now.
Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. And I have on the line my astrological, astronomical assignment editor, Beth McDonald. And you are there to share with us a little bit about some things that are going on, retrograde and direct and Mercury and Venus. And I'm just going to spin the roulette wheel and I'm going to put everything on black or red or black.
I wish there was a green for
a
go.
Green. There is.
Yeah, let's make a new roulette wheel, shall we?
There we go.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Well, thank you, Richard, and thank you, Julia. I love hearing you speak, and I love people like you who are taking a stand for faith and not fear. There's just a lot of that that needs to happen, and
well, I'm looking forward to talking with her further about Judith's book, which is Your Mastery.
Live It Now.
Live it now. Yeah.
Perfect.
So give us a little insight. Here we are on the 27th of November.
Of November.
2010.
And, well, as far as astrological aspects, today we developed a grand trine, which is a very favorable aspect. It's said to be a mark of luck and grace, and it happens from today until the 5th. It's where you have at least three different planets that are each in 120-degree angles to each other. And these are in the water signs, Scorpio, Cancer, and Pisces.
All right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. which is heightened emotion, heightened intuition. It's a good time to integrate the emotion, the intuition with the material world.
Okay. Well, both Judith and I are very excited about that because I'm Cancer and you're
Scorpio.
Scorpio. There you go.
There you go.
We're winners.
Yep.
Ah.
Yep.
It was good to put it all on green then.
Yeah,
green is our gig.
Now, you've often said in the last a few appearances on the program, as well as the program that you were my guest, that this period of what we call a retrograde is not a negative time.
Right.
It is a time to take stock,
right,
to observe,
right,
and to learn.
And to learn. It's also a good time for research and planning.
Oh.
You know, you review and you review where you are and what's working and what's not, and then, you know, research how to best get where you're trying to go,
mm-hmm,
based on what you have and what worked in the past and what didn't. It's a very powerful time. People freak out, and I feel like a lot of my work from the astrological standpoint in terms of keeping people out of fear is reframing that whole dialogue around the retrogrades about how it is not this massive meltdown, shutdown. It doesn't have to be.
Thank you. I'm actually going to say that it would be best if, knowing what we know today,
right,
if you view the retrogrades as if it were Y2K all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And guess what happened?
Nothing.
Yeah, yeah, don't panic.
Yeah.
I like to think of it kind of as a personal new year.
Yeah, there
like
you go.
You get three or four times a year where you get to just kind of stop, relax a little bit, take some time off, check in, regroup, reorient, and then plan your next stretch of work.
Well, I'm excited about between now and next Sunday.
Yeah.
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 Very cool.
It's a very positive. I love the grand trines because it's like having angels at your elbows or angels on your offensive line if you're a football fan, you know. It's a time where you can you're more able to feel God's presence.
Great.
You know, you're more able to feel
That's so true.
The spirits and the positive that there is in the world.
Yeah.
Even if it's just someone who holds the door open for you or lets you merge in traffic, you're more aware of it.
There you go. And if someone wants to get more information about all of this through you, they can contact you via your website, which is?
www.BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. And Beth, thank you again. And
thank
we
you.
Will be talking with you next week.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Did you know that chronic stress can lead to premature aging? Are you looking for safe, natural, non-invasive ways to regain youthful vitality?
Now you can experience fast relief without drugs or invasive procedures. Hi, I'm Deepak Chari.
And I'm Dr. Rupa Chari. Welcome to the Chari Center of Health.
At the Chari Center here in Santa Barbara, we offer the most advanced non-invasive technologies for accelerated stress and pain relief.
Our services are affordable and physician supervised.
Experience leading-edge mind-body technologies to accelerate the release of stress and pain. You can now restore your natural state of health and regain your youthful vitality faster than you ever believed was possible.
At the Chari Center of Health, we take the time to listen to your specific needs.
Go to our website at charicenter.com. That's C-H-A-R-I center.com.
Call now for a limited time introductory discount.
Call 805-963-1111. That's 805-963-1111. Call now.
You have a message that others can benefit from. A meditation to share. A talk to give that you want heard by more than just those present. A workshop, seminar, presentation with speakers whose information, insight, and inspiration can help others to break through to their highest potential and purpose. Making a quality recording is the first step to making it available, and Fast Forward is the right direction. They'll bring the recording studio to you. Your message is important. It needs to be recorded by professionals who share your passion and want to provide quality recording to those who want and need to hear it. Call 805-708-9804 to take that first step. 805-708-9804. Call Fast Forward for all your recording needs on location and in studio. 805-708-9804.
Empties out as you go. Oh, walk with me, talk with me.
Tell me your story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan in studio with Judith Only, and Your Mastery is the name of the book?
Yeah, Your Mastery, Live It Now. It's about being the master that we came here to be in all areas.
We have had, each one of us has had, what I'll call brief experiences of that mastery.
Mm-hmm.
We can call it an aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
We can look back. I was sharing with you the experience that I had with our car just a few weeks ago. That to me was a mastery moment.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like a big deal to a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
but the feeling that I had, the level of energy that and all, actually almost a weight that had felt as that it had been lifted from me through that experience.
Mm-hmm.
That was profound for me.
Yep.
I wanted to talk a little bit about we were just discussing this in terms of even with Beth McDonald. There is the dualism, mm-hmm. or and actually, I want to take this to a different level. We were talking about unity, and that's what we're working towards. And you were talking about how we're moving faster and faster. What was the phrase you used?
Accelerating.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that we're going to come into this period of peace, and it's going to be harmonious and so forth. And then what? I mean, is that what we are here to achieve? Because everything that I have been taught up to this point and everything that I've learned has been all around dualism.
Mm-hmm.
Without one, you don't have the other. You know, without darkness, you don't have light and vice versa. Without good, you don't have evil and vice versa, etc. On infinitum,
mm-hmm.
male, female, etc. And then I hear about how everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
That we're all one already. There is mm-hmm. no dualism there, though.
Mm-hmm.
There is no them, us. It's mm-hmm. we. It's collective. So if we're working towards this unity, this harmony, this peace, out of this whole dualistic concept, if that's the next level, is that what we're here to try to achieve? Because that's been my question
mm-hmm.
of humanity for the last year. When the question came in the month of November of last year, what is humanity's purpose here? Why? What is it we're trying to achieve? We've already tried the Tower of Babel. It didn't work too well. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the next level in our evolution as beings, not necessarily physical human beings,
no, as light
but
beings.
but the essence of who we are.
Mm-hmm. I love this question, Richard.
And what was the question?
What was the question? Is why are we here? What's the purpose?
Yes.
I've asked it. Everybody I know has asked it. When I work with clients, they all ask it. And, you know, we're all looking for the same answer. And when I ask it and the response I get from us, they say that our mission here, there's only one thing. It's not about doing or accomplishing or even creating. It's about joy. We're here to experience joy. And joy and love are the highest vibrations in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, fear and hatred are the lowest. And that's the duality.
Okay.
So that's the split. And so we are here at this time to bring that back into unity and harmony and all of that. I often get people talk about, I mean, about evil.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't believe in evil.
Yeah.
If you look at evil in the mirror, it's actually live backwards.
Right.
And we've
right.
been, you know, my mm-hmm. sense is we've been living these lives backwards, and now we're awakening to how magnificent and powerful we are as spiritual beings, light beings, and that when we just allow ourselves to be in joy, then that automatically creates the unity and the harmony, because when you're in joy, you're not angry at someone. You're not trying to have power over somebody. You're not worried about money. It's a very different place to be, and I believe that that's our mission right now, right here at this time. And as we embody that, and easier said than done.
Right.
And I don't know, but
wait a minute. If we say it's easier said than done.
Ah, we've just created that. Oh, good one. Thank you, Richard.
Now, what's interesting is that it sort of nullifies sort of the next concept or question forth. In terms of if that is truly what we are, our mission, if you mm-hmm. will, as us puts mm-hmm. it, then I've contemplated this the last few weeks in terms of all is energy. Everything's energy.
Mm-hmm.
If we're all made of the same stuff,
mm-hmm.
everything is made of the same stuff,
mm-hmm.
then why in the Sam Hill are we getting sick from ingesting into our bodies the same stuff that is allegedly contaminated with bacterias and mm-hmm. viruses, and the list goes on,
mm-hmm.
or somebody sneezes and shakes your hand and now suddenly you're, mm-hmm. you are quote-unquote infected. But if it's all the same stuff, then none of this should have any impact on us at all, because it's all the same stuff.
Right. Right.
Help me to understand this.
And I believe that's where we're moving to.
Okay. So that would be a question for the old paradigm more
yes.
than...
Yes. Okay. Living in the old paradigm, we're much more affected by stuff or things or bacterias or mm-hmm. whatever. Whereas they tell me all the time, as we raise our consciousness and our vibration, we will not be affected by this. I've even, you know, there's even readings out there, metaphysicians talking about, you know, even nuclear waste
yeah.
is not going to affect. None of this will affect us.
Well, see,
because
that
it's a lower density. We are yeah. raising our vibration out of these lower densities.
See, that's the thing that has always perplexed me, as I hear even, I can't even think of how to pronounce this guy's name, Miyawakaku, I think is his name. He's I think he's the Japanese physicist. I think he's American, actually, mm-hmm. but his ancestry. And he's got a special on Discovery Channel and so forth.
Yeah.
And he talks about this as well. And so I'm listening to this guy going on and on and on and on and on and on about this stuff. And I'm going, okay, so then how come people are getting sick? But from what you talk about, or the radiation poisoning.
Yeah, they believe they're going to. You know,
yeah.
we've been taught you get a cold or a bacteria yeah. or whatever, you get sick. Well, again, it's about belief systems. We're realizing we've been taught a lot of things that actually aren't true.
You know, the one thought that used to run through my mind as a kid, and this I keep going back there now, is my thought always was that I am immune to a lot of the stuff that's out there. I'm immune to being manipulated by the media and the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm immune to the various diseases out there. And to me, that was the first line of offense. The media would begin to convince the public that it's cold and flu season, it's
right.
time.
You got to get your shot.
And I'm going,
no.
What? What do you mean this is cold? Yeah. These things have been traveling the globe for the last 11 months, and only now it's mm-hmm. happening here? Mm-hmm. I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't take that stuff, and I wouldn't get those mm-hmm. kinds of conditions. Now, once in a while, sure, I would, you know, I'd be laid up, or I would have a sore throat, and I'd go through the process. But I began to see the process my body went through.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew, okay, if I've got the tickle, somebody even would give me suggestions on how to take care of that so it would never develop any further, and
mm-hmm.
seemed to work.
Yeah.
Seemed to work.
Yeah.
Raising that vibration says it's not that those things don't exist, but they're down there.
You're not affected by
it. And I'm up here.
Yeah. That's...
And yeah. I think that maybe that's where that thought was coming from, that I am immune.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that you carry a wisdom about that. You know, I believe each of us has come into this world carrying a certain level of wisdom that it's now time to bring forth. Yeah.
And what's interesting is when I would get a dis-ease, it didn't nullify that thought.
Right.
It wasn't, I guess I was wrong. I guess I'm not immune.
No.
It just said, and I kind of took this tack, that my body is telling me that I need to slow down. I need to relax and rest. And this is just the method that I have chosen to tell myself that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And so there's no problem there.
Yeah. Our bodies are very wise. Our bodies are the most miraculous machine that's really ever been made. If we allow ourselves to really tune into it and listen to it, we're being really asked to listen.
I had a great guest on a year or so ago who talked about the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And he would start out by talking about the trillion cells of the body, how they carry out their functions and so forth. And his question was, where are they getting their instructions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not to say that those cells aren't necessarily intelligent,
mm-hmm.
but where are those instructions coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And
question.
So he'd go through and describe the first and second and third dimensions, which he could prove existed, because mm-hmm. you can prove height, width, and depth.
Exactly.
He says, I can't prove the existence of the fourth dimension, but I can show you its effects, time. The fifth dimension, I can't prove its existence, but I can prove its effects. And he began to describe to me all of these aspects of the mm-hmm. fifth dimension. And we were walking out here on a street that afternoon, and I stopped him and I says, I can only put it into one word, what you have just described. And it's, you know, a modern vernacular. You're talking about God.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, yes. And this is a physicist, a scientist. And that's what I'm finding fascinating, is that's what's happening today.
Well, indigenous people have known this from the beginning of time, and all of a sudden the scientists are proving it. It's lovely. We're coming. There's this convergence coming that anybody who has been intuitive or had a deep knowing or carried a wisdom, we just do it. We just, you know, it's part of us. And all of a sudden, and I have a very scientific brain, so I love that side of it. I love watching these guys prove what we already know. I actually had the opportunity a few years ago to be part of it. It was called the Spirituality and Healthcare Network.
Mm.
It was a conference in Vancouver where it's doctors, scientists, doctors mostly, doctors, psychiatrists, clergy, all the people that work in the healthcare system all believe that spirituality and holistic medicine need to be integrated into the medical field. And it was wonderful watching all of them have all these theories and, you know, papers and prove all this when, you know, I go out there and lay my hands on people and work with their energy. And, you know, it's just like, it was wonderful to see the meld that's happening right now.
And that's why, and I kind of joke with people who really push the traditional medicines. And I say, well, I find it fascinating that you have to go through a governmental agency to get approval for your thing when Chinese medicine has been around for 5,000 years.
Yeah. These things have been around from the beginning of time.
And they just know.
And we're, and we're making a full circle is what we're doing. You know, we're just coming back to the beginning. Yeah. But what I perceive of that is we're coming back to the beginning, but we're coming back on a higher level. It's a spiral.
Right.
So it's not the same. We're not running the same track round and round. It's a circle that ends up on
a
higher track
and
a higher track and a higher track. And each time we pass the same, what we think is the same point, we actually are carrying new information about that. And I think we live in an exciting time of the scientists proving, you know, you use the word God. It doesn't matter whether we use God, source, creator, universe. I mean, there's a million names for the same. But something, Richard, is animating these bodies, whether it's your body, my body. There was a little hummingbird that hit my window today, and she broke her neck, and she was dead. So in a split second, that hummingbird was alive and flying, and you know, and then the next second,
boom,
it was just a body there. And it was the most, it was a really beautiful moment for me. Just, you know, hummingbirds carry joy and a lot of medicine. And to hold her and feel her life force leave, it was amazing. And that happens every day all around us. So something is animating these bodies.
Yeah.
And if, you know, I want to speak to the person who's got it all figured out, we all have a piece of the puzzle. That's why we're all in it together.
And that's why we do this program, to bring those pieces together.
We're all a piece of whatever that source is.
Yeah. And that's fascinating to me, because the subject of transitioning intrigues me to no end. Almost every time I hear of somebody who has passed, my first thought is, what are they experiencing now? Mm. What are they? What's? Mm. I wish I could be there with them, and then come back here and report.
Many people have.
Well, and that's the other thing too, is that I've talked with people who've had near death experiences, but I've also talked with people who have had self-induce out-of-body experiences. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that you mentioned about this whole process is accelerating. I remember when I was working back at the Christian station, of course, they were always talking about the end of the world and the Antichrist and all of these things. And they would label, as time went on, I was there for 15 years, so I would hear this periodically when certain events would happen. Here it comes. And then it would die down. And then certain events would happen. And here it comes.
Yeah.
And I kept wanting to know, how can I get involved to help move this thing forward? Because this is ridiculous.
It's all fear.
And it's like, if I have to become the Antichrist to get this thing moving forward, then so be it. Yes. I will take on the role so that we can get this thing over with and move on to the 1,000 years of peace.
Well, there you go.
I mean, that was the feeling I had. It's like somebody's dragging their feet here.
Yeah.
You know, someone is playing a game. It's like Y2K. For 5 years, they sucked money out of the people and nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
And so either something is going to happen, mm-hmm. or let's put this thing aside and go on to something that's more beneficial to us.
Exactly. Exactly. Just step into it. You know, that's why I do what I do. If I can help anybody, you know, raise their awareness.
Yeah.
That they're more than what somebody has told them. They're divine. They are. We all have a divine essence. It's within our body. I see it. I mean, I energetically see it. And I work with it with people so that they can feel it, because it's all about feeling. It's really not about knowledge anymore.
Right.
It's not about information. We have enough information that, you know, it's now the integration of it, so that our spirit, our divine essence, can live fully in this physical body that we have right now. So we don't have to keep, you know, changing it. We can live it right now. So we're going through this process that we have changed. See, all of these prophecies, I believe, were real and true, but we energetically changed them because we changed our consciousness. We changed the way we believe, the way we see ourselves, the way we see our others, the way we see the universe.
Mm.
So those things could have happened, but we shifted something in our deep inner knowing before it happened. And all these prophecies, even the earth catastrophes, there is a lot of them happening.
Sure.
But my awareness is there could have been a whole lot more. We have shifted many things so that we can create this state that we're all wanting. So, you know, we talked earlier before about, you know, money and, you know, how we, you know, be lovely to have a whole lot of money in a bank account, but why would we want that? It's the feeling we want from it, not the actual money. So anything we want is always about the feeling.
Well, yeah, it raises the interesting question. It raises the interesting question that I thought was really funny. There's a gentleman who wrote a little piece on that. He says, they say money cannot buy you happiness, but I'd like a month just to try. And he's leaning on the table with a big pile of money saying, let me try. But I think you're right. It is the feeling. It really is. And you've sort of answered my last question that I normally ask my guests, and that is, why this, why now? Because we're in that acceleration upper spiral, and you're here to help the people to move forward.
There are many of us here at this time, Richard, and you're one of them. I'm one of them. Anybody who chooses to think bigger is living their mastery.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program. And just as a reminder, dancewithspirit.com is the website.
Yes.
And Judith Only.
You
pronounce it Onley.
Yeah, Onley.
Judith Onley, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, you're so welcome, Richard. It's been a pleasure. I love having these types of discussions with people.
I do too. It's great. And if you'd like to hear this program again, it'll be archived up on the website in just a little while. You can go to her website again, which is dancewithspirit.com. That's dancewithspirit.com. Until next Saturday at this time, I'm Richard Dugan for Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, encouraging you to go to richarddugan.com. Send me an email, richard@richarddugan.com. Until next Saturday, love to Lal.